yourself in a healthy way. It's a long down to my metaphor, voice.
This is a podcast.
No, it's not.
Say it into your fucking mic.
No, it's not.
Nope. This is a podcast. Nope.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to help but my people.
Welcome back to
Parable About Divorce.
No, it's not a
welcome
podcast.
Welcome to another episode of No, It's Not.
Welcome to
podcast.
No, It's Not.
Welcome to No, It's Not.
This is episode
this
six,
is episode
not the last
six,
one.
Not the last one.
My name is Funky Kong. My bodacious jumbo barrel can take you to any point on the island.
Welcome back to No, It's Not a podcast. I'm Nathan.
Send you to a place.
I'm Dana.
And I am Julian.
Which is
we're recording this on 3/11. It is currently 4 minutes until 3/11.
We got a little bit of a surprise for you when it reaches 3/11.
We had a little snafu. We tried to record this about half an hour ago, but turns out our meme soundboard is no longer.
Terrible news.
R.I.P.
God bless.
That was such a good soundboard. I'm actually not even in the mood to do this right now.
I know, that's just
like very unfortunate, very depressing.
Now we have this stupid
funerals next week.
Yeah, so be there or be
at our
fresh
funeral.
Fresh avocado.
Fresh avocado.
Now we have this stupid Vine soundboard, but at least it has bitch you guessed it on it.
Stupid.
Play for us.
Why are you guys so quiet?
Peepaw.
Why are you guys so quiet?
At least we gotta hit him with the peepaw.
We gotta hit him with the peepaw.
Wait a Dana, say something.
What's up? Wait, we're doing our levels like mid-episode.
Live levels.
That's right.
We doing it. We out here. We're having a shitload of technical difficulties. Episode 6, you'd think we have this down by now. No. Nope.
It's just getting started.
Nope.
It's just getting started.
We ain't booing.
So,
I don't even want to use a soundboard. Like, I'm pretty sure everything is just shit on it.
It looks disgusting.
If by this past week you may have seen, we announced via our Twitter that we on iTunes.
It's a big update.
Big update.
Because fuck uploading to YouTube.
Hi, guys. I'm Jeff from the Overwatch team. And we got a big update. We got a big update.
This is so sad.
We got a big update coming in.
This is depressing.
We on iTunes.
What a way to start a show.
We on iTunes.
I feel suicidal at this point.
I honestly, that soundboard was that gave me life, and now I just don't have it anymore.
It added a whole other dimension to it.
And now the hit markers aren't even on this one.
What?
I'm gonna have to download like 3 different soundboards.
But guys,
that's dumb as fuck.
But guys, we on iTunes.
Oh no!
Ah! God damn it!
You stupid.
All right.
Fuck!
Hey, we gotta be professional now. We're on iTunes.
We're on iTunes now.
That's okay. I put us on explicit content.
Good. I was gonna say you need to.
We're also represented by the No, It's Not legal team. No, It's Not podcast legal team for our copyright. Not legit at all.
No.
Oh, where's the legitness sound?
No, don't even. Don't even worry about it.
Don't even give it a second thought.
Don't even give it a second thought. Bone open. Bone open.
Hey, put that thing on the selfie stick.
All right.
Put that dick in the dick.
We have to make an announcement for our YouTube channel. So we're gonna
do that near the end of the show, probably.
What? Near the end of the show?
Yeah.
Hey, it's 3:10.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Who?
Should we just wait in silence until 3:11?
I got the meat sweats right now, guys. I'm waiting for this.
My dick is my pussy.
Give them a little overview of what we're gonna talk about today.
All right. Well, today we're gonna. It's 3:11. What the fuck? Investigate this shit. Investigate. Get in there. You can't find it. You can't find it. You gotta investigate.
It never happened.
3:11 never happened.
What is this episode, dude?
This is honestly the worst.
It's 3:11.
This is just because this fucking soundboard is gone.
I love. I love. Sublime.
Our podcast is dead because the soundboard is dead.
No,
I love Sublime. So.
What? Shut up, man.
It's 3:11.
Give him a little rundown of what we're going to talk about. All right.
Happy 3:11.
Happy. No, we're
gonna...
it's not podcast episode 6. If you haven't stopped listening yet, because this has been a shitty intro, I'm Nate. I already said that.
Yeah, we went through all that.
Our soundboard's dead.
All right.
That's all I can think about right now.
So we back. And because we got new formats, we're going to maybe try to do this. We're what? Like, we're kind of like bi-weekly right now.
Kind of weekly. We did one last weekend.
No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no.
No, we didn't. We're like bi-weekly right now.
We're bi-weekly!
We're like week and a half.
We're gonna have no no
I'm
solid
just over
word.
Here mourning my pot my fuck. I'm like I feel like I have like OCD right now and I like wanna press the soundboard, but I just have nothing there. Like,
look, I know this is a
there.
Big thing to get over, but we gotta press on somehow.
Oh god. This feels so
we
empty.
We will survive.
Bitch, you guessed.
Right now we're bi-weekly. Maybe we'll try to do weekly. But
maybe
who knows?
Maybe so, next 2 weeks we'll have a better soundboard. I'm going to keep looking. The hunt has begun. If you find one, please send it to us on Twitter.
Keep an eye out for good meme boards.
Memes.
Please do.
The memes. All right, so.
What's our first topic? Let's jump into
we
it.
We are
Jesus
spring
Christ.
Break.
Spring break.
Joy. Deeks.
What? What? What did you even just say? Did
dick.
You say stroy dicks? What the hell is that? You can't just say shit like you can't just yell shit into the mic. What if I was just like ba-ding, da-da-da-da-da. What the fuck?
Fill it in for the soundboard.
All right, whatever.
Yo,
stroy dicks. That's not even funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about my name's Skeet?
That Aflex. So we put out a poll.
Yeah.
You guys
on Twitter,
voted.
On our No It's Not Twitter.
We wanted to know.
I wasn't present while they were playing Overwatch. They made this poll.
So our dad Skeet.
And then Aflex.
Brief flex.
But we want it was well let's
was
see. Let's see the flex.
Let's
see. Because we ran votes and you guys voted. And we heard you. We heard your
You're the voice of the people.
We heard your voices. So based on these polls, the numbers can't lie. They really can't lie. So first, your dad Skeet. Before your dad, so here's our. Before your dad Flex, how was the Skeet? By a single percent,
rapturous.
It was a very rapturous Skeet.
Was
45%, second place.
I guess that was really it.
Second place and 44% was comprehensive. It was
that's what I voted for.
It was basically a very it was comprehensive. It was pretty rapturous.
He fully understood the extent of his skeet.
There was no stone unturned about his skeet.
He comprehended
every bit
of it.
Let's see because 11% on device. This was not a very divisive skeet. This everyone seemed to
spit it out.
Nobody.
What are you trying to say?
Nobody hated it. Nobody. I guess people loved it because this wasn't the skeet.
What?
It wasn't very divisive at all. But unfortunately, 0%. This was not a very generous skeet.
If you don't follow us on Twitter, you have no idea what we're talking about.
This was a very conservative skeet before my dad flexed. So
I see. This is basically just forcing our listeners to follow us on Twitter.
So then, all right.
To get the full no, it's not
experience. Here's where it gets crazy. How was your dad's flex post-skeet? We had a tie for first place. 33% on both. Tied modest and brief. So you guys all, you voted. This turned out to be a very brief but modest flex.
He was kind of like.
Post-skeet. Post-rapturous skeet. This was a very modest but brief flex.
He was kind of like, all right.
And
damn,
then, and then second and third place, the other two options were also tied at 17%. 17.
Beautiful.
So what? That's what? Like 34?
People can't make up their minds.
34% of you.
I can't believe it.
In half, thought this was also yet a confident yet humble skeet. There was a lot of confidence that went into this skeet, but it was also very humble. He took a step back. He's like, That must be why it wasn't very generous.
We have some reason to believe there was interference with the election from Russia. So
that's probably why it was.
We're
going
That's probably why
we're thinking about doing a recount.
There was almost two ties in
each poll.
Do
a recount for next episode.
We might put out more polls, but with completely new options.
Yeah,
because this we need to know. We need to constantly know how was your dad skied.
Yeah, we need.
And then how was the flex?
We need the facts.
We need the facts. Straight updated. Facts.
No fake news, please.
Weekly. We need weekly facts. Fact checking this. We need to know. Skeet, then flex.
All right. Moving right along. It's 3:11.
It's spring break.
It's spring break.
I still got to turn it on.
Look at this dude. I feel like I just have the sweats because I don't have the...
He's got the meat sweats.
We're doing this raw. We're doing this raw dog in this raw dog in this podcast with Noah. The soundboard.
Nathan's losing his fucking mind over
here. I'm seizing up. This is awful.
No, you're having a fucking seizure. His name is John Cena.
I don't even have the. I don't even have the smoke weed every day.
This guy's got a seizure happening right now. He's having a stroke.
His pussy be yanking.
We've talked about. Let's move on to a more level.
Nate, what are you doing for spring break?
I'm going to NYC with my girlfriend. We're going to have a good time, even though it's going to be cold as shit.
Yeah, it is.
But we're going to go to a lot of museums, so we'll be inside.
Yeah, get it. Stay indoors. Don't go outside. Only idiots go outside in the winter.
I think if you go to New York, you have to get robbed at gunpoint at least once.
What?
To get the real experience.
Oh, Dana, I just figured out why you're so quiet.
What's up?
You need to flip your... There you go.
Oh, is this better?
There it is!
Oh, wow. That's a wow. That's way too loud.
No, it's not. It's perfect. Leave it. Never change. All right,
we're good.
I cough into the mic on a daily basis.
Dana, what you got planned for spring break?
Well, since I'm technically not in school
I don't
right now,
care. What you got?
Probably just going to finish Horizon Zero.
Yo, and that's a sneak
peek. That's our next topic.
That's a sneak peek.
Yeah. I'm going to
what
Disney
do you do?
World.
You going to Disney,
Disney
World?
World. I'm gonna.
Wow.
Who you going with?
I'm going with Eve and my family.
Nice. And what up, fam?
You feel lost right now, don't you?
I'm lost.
There's like a void in
my
his
brain
eyes
is like
it.
Split.
I can
There's
see
like chasm.
It looks like someone took a.
I'm like rubbing my thumb up against the chair.
It looks like
I
someone took
a
2-inch width drill and shoved it straight between your eyes. Yep.
I cough into the mic on a daily
So I'm gonna
basis.
Have. I'm gonna be putting out updates from the
are
from
you
the account.
Are you gonna waste of that Disneyland.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to Epcot. I'm hoping to do the like, world tour of drinks. They have that in the evening at Epcot.
You and Eve are both 21.
You go
now.
To every country and you get a drink at every country.
Eve just turned 21 yesterday.
Yep. Shout out. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
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 It's a birthday.
Boy.
So, Dana,
or girl.
You wanted to talk about the new video game.
New video.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
You're dedicating
you kill dinosaurs.
You're dedicating your entire
well,
spring
like,
break to this. This
shut
must
up.
Be fantastic.
Let Dana
yeah,
talk.
Pretty much. Yeah, so I went into this game. I was like, wow, this game's going to fucking suck. Or I
what?
At least hoped it sucked.
What?
Why?
Because, I don't know, I have this weird thing where I like any new game that comes out, I just hope it's
any
bad.
Any new like AAA
because,
title
yeah,
you just want to
because
suck.
I don't get my hopes up anymore, you know?
That's good.
Like,
yeah, after No Man's Sky.
No guy, right? Bye. Yeah, so... I picked this game up and it's actually really fun. It's made by the people who made the Killzone series.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Guerrilla Games.
Oh, I did not know that. I've never played Killzone, but I've heard good things.
They're pretty good. Killzone Shadowfall was pretty not good.
Oh.
But
wow.
2 and 3 were really good.
Raving reviews.
What would you give Horizon out of 10?
Well, for, wait.
Yeah, let's
hold off on
let's
that.
Discuss it
what?
A bit. So I put about like 4 or 5. No, maybe
minutes.
Like, yeah, 5 minutes. I turned the game
four
on.
4 or 5 million seconds.
Mess, I was like, oh fuck! Yep. Turn it off.
Yeah, I messed with the settings a bit and I turned it off. So no, but I put like 5 hours into it so far.
That's
like I think I'm only like
a fourth.
No, like maybe like a fifth or a sixth of the way through. So it's pretty decent so far. I don't know. I have no idea how long the game actually is, but it's like an open world kind of RPG. elements.
It's competing
like
with Breath of the Wild.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, because you get a bow, and that's the only comparison to it.
Oh, but it's open world, too.
Also open world, but that's
can you
it.
Climb mountains and shit?
Yes.
Do not do that.
What the hell is that?
You can climb mountains?
Well, kind of. There's kind of like a parkour element. It's kind of like Assassin's Creed.
What?
Yeah, parkour. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then
I need this game.
It looks fantastic as well. It's just, the graphics are quite good.
Man, I wish I had $60 to blow.
Dude, I just like checked out from work because we're allowed to do
you're
that.
Lucky.
But yeah, I don't know. So far, I'm really liking it. I've had no real complaints about it.
I don't think anyone has.
Yeah. How's it play?
Pretty good. It's at like I think it's locked at 30 frames, 1080p.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Shit.
And like you didn't even like I don't even it's the one game that's like 30 frames that I don't really even notice it's at 30 frames. So
that's pretty cool.
It's pretty sweet because like every other 30 frame game is just
you feel that drop. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you, it's noticeable. But
all right. Once I know what I'm gonna do now. Once I get like $210, I'm gonna get the new Razer Raiju PS4 controller, and then I'm gonna get Horizon Zero Dawn, and then just
how much is the controller?
It's like $170,
$150.
What
know.
The ass?
Well, it's like $159 in pounds. So
I thought it was $150.
Yeah, just import it from like Korea.
I don't think you even can.
No,
you can't even. I looked at that last night. You can't get the. Anyway, if you haven't seen, if you own a PS4, if you haven't seen the Razer Raiju, looks like a god tier controller.
Looks like a Beyblade.
It
basically.
Has mechanical. Basically, yeah, it has basically. Mechanical buttons.
Blade sickly.
All right. Keep talking.
It has mechanical buttons on it. It has like three different triggers that you can program whatever you want.
But does it light up?
Yeah, I think. No, I don't think it does.
I don't think it lights up. It
doesn't light up.
Not worth my money.
Because it plugs into your PS4.
Not worth my money.
So you don't have to charge it. There's no lag. Also, there's like a headset control on the controller. It looks like an Xbox controller mixed with a PS4 DualShock. And
DualShock.
Wait, does it have like the offset thumbsticks on it? Like you
no,
know, like
no.
It
there's another version of the PS4 controller that does have that.
Ooh, that's cool.
That's not by Razer. I forgot what it was called, but it also looks pretty nice. It's and I think that one's wireless.
The Charlie St. Cloud.
Julian, do you even care what we're fucking talking about? We we're all in this together.
Actually, no, because it doesn't light up. So I said it's not worth my money.
We're all in this together, Julian.
We're all in this together. We're all in Disney Channel.
Yo, I'm Rick Ross, and you're watching Disney.
Mike, drop!
I'm Joseph Coney, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Only 2017.
What?
Bitch.
Next topic.
Oh, wait, no.
What?
I give Horizon 9 out of 10 so far.
Yo!
Alright, next topic.
Dinks.
What the
heck? Volskaya.
Now, anyways. Traveling to
Volskaya.
Volskaya Industries. Alright, I think Julian's the one that's stroking out. Oh my god, why? Why'd you do that?
Yo, speaking of.
Speaking of what?
Grover Watch.
Grover?
Dude. We got a new tank. She beefy. She
Orisa.
Thick. She fake.
OR15A.
She Orisa.
OR15A. That's her name.
She's a tank.
Yes.
If I don't know who cares about this of our listeners. I don't
We've
know.
Talked about Overwatch every single episode.
Listeners.
No one
play
gives
Overwatch.
A shit
We're
about
the only ones
Overwatch.
That care
no one gives a shit about.
Guys, we're on iTunes now. I've been telling people,
what?
I've been telling
what?
People like
what?
Every day.
What?
Do you go around on campus?
I spent like. No one's going to want to listen to this. Can you please shut up? Oh my god.
Oh my Jesus Christ.
All right, ready?
No!
I'm going to do my.
I'm not ready. You need to stop this.
Ready?
This is our worst episode
ready,
of all time.
Ready, but wait. I'm
We're
gonna,
not even drunk.
Wait, I'm going to do my best.
Have you eaten today?
No.
That's probably why
but
you're
wait,
being like
wait,
this.
I'm going to do my best yoit. Ready?
What?
Ready?
Get this out of your system. Please just do it.
All right.
Yoit!
What is this podcast even about? What have we even
fucking
talked about so far? We fucking right. talked about nothing.
So, Overwatch has arisen.
Jesus Christ. Samurai Jack. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we eliminated that from our rundown.
So speaking of Overwatch, D.Va is a character in Overwatch.
Yeah, we found this cute girl.
Cute. Well,
online. Yeah. We're not creeps, Nate.
I wish I knew how I found her, but she has gotten like 1,000 followers in like 3 days, and she's steadily rising. But her Twitter name is
Ghoul Runnings.
At Ghoul Runnings
on Twitter.
And we're trying to get Dana to meet her.
We have no idea who this is. We've never met her.
Nathan has been trying to like hook me up with this.
She seems pretty cool.
She's
if we're cute. If you're listening right now, sorry.
Dude, we're
sorry.
Sending this to her.
If you're listening what? Right now,
send
sorry.
Her link to this
also,
podcast.
good job on good social media presence.
Yeah, you make us laugh on Twitter.
Yeah, it's like I was telling Nate. It's like you're in on all the jokes that the three of us have, but you
don't even know.
No idea. Like your Bill Trinan tweet.
Bill Trinan.
Did you see that?
I said Bill Trinan in real life.
When?
She tweeted she loves Bill Trinan.
So I said, what if Bill Trinan in real life? And she liked the tweet.
Damn.
She liked the tweet.
Tweet.
She also said something about pierogies. And Julia
said,
go-go-gogi.
Pierogi.
Go-go-gi.
If you watched our Overwatch stream.
I said pierogi. You said go-go-gi.
We didn't even release that.
What?
Pierogi. Go-go-gi.
Jesus Christ. So I said go gogi. No, Julian said
go-gogi. So then I said go gogi.
And the crowd goes wild.
Where's our rapturous applause from that?
Where's the Seinfeld theme? All right. So then Julian said go gogi, and I said, oh shit, not this again.
Oh my God. Sucks. I love this.
This episode sucks.
It's so bad.
Why is this
guys,
that,
all right, so.
Why is this the one that B has to listen
so,
to?
So, please, go back and listen to our other episodes because this one's shit even though we mentioned you in this
fuck
one.
Rock's the best.
The fuck rock.
Also, because we do not have our soundboard this episode, we sadly.
Julian just stood up for no
we
reason.
Sadly, we sadly will not have any ads. We sadly will not
wait,
have any ads.
Can
we not have any
sponsor. We have no sponsor this week, even though we
can
upgraded
to
iTunes.
Can our podcast be sponsored by the Cheers theme, but loud?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Can I hook it up real quick? Hell yeah.
Here.
So, guys.
So, we have a sponsor coming
last
up.
Minute, we have a sponsor.
Last minute sponsor.
Turn it off.
The Cheers theme, but loud. Let me boost that.
I'd like
shit.
To say thank you. If there's an ad, I'm going to scream.
Is it turned up? Today's sponsor is the Cheers theme, but loud. Thank you for sponsoring our podcast.
It's fucking
even
loud!
Though this episode is a piece of shit.
Why are you listening to this?
311,
what's wrong with you?
311 has infected our minds.
It's 311.
We have no idea what we're doing
with
our soundboard. We don't know anything. I just stood up with Julian.
We're standing. Two out of the three of us are standing. We're listening to
this. You gotta wait for the chorus.
This is the Cheers theme, but long.
This is too long.
And we're back.
There we go. All right.
God.
Thank you.
Thanks for our sponsor, the Cheers theme, but loud. What are we doing? We've lost our skills.
We've lost our base.
We hit our prime last week, or 2 weeks ago. Stop doing that. You're fucking clipping the mic. God, who would listen to this in their right minds?
All right, let's move in. Let's move into some hot takes.
What? No, we forgot our
life goals. We're going to do
that
afterwards. We're going to move on into some hot takes, hot cakes. Cue the music. Sweet. Thanks, DJ.
I want to kill myself.
Thanks, DJ.
We're all going to die
narcolepsy.
Soon.
Yeah, so I fucking hate myself.
What about our selfie cam? What about our integrated
end
video?
End of the show. All right, let's look Jesus at the top.
Preet.
News items
Bahar,
of the day.
Bahar-rar.
Are you on there?
Preet. But bar rah rah
trending now. Number one, Newark.
The core Let's of talk our about podcast Newark. Is dead.
Shh.
We lost our
Stop
song.
Admitting it!
It's fine. No, no. It's just because...
We're just trying to make up for it with screaming and going off topic and Julian interrupting everyone all right. at all times. Just like that! All
right, number 15. No, actually, number 17. Happy 311. It is the 17th trending topic. Oh,
I can't believe 311's on 420
Happy
this year.
Happy 311.
Oh, thanks for laughing at my joke, guys.
That was a good joke.
Here we go. Here's one. Here's a trending topic.
What?
Hashtag what don't mistake my...
Don't mistake my what?
It's just hashtag don't mistake my... What's your hot take on that?
Open the hashtag. Read me some tweets from it.
What's your hot take on it?
Hashtag don't mistake my silence for a lack of awareness or opinion.
Yes.
True. Hashtag don't mistake my cat for a lion.
So this looks to be...
Don't mistake my 311 for 420.
I'm triggered by this one, but...
Don't mistake my triggered for being white cis
don't
male.
Don't mistake my kindness for flirting, you fool.
Oh. Is the fool actually in there? Does it actually say you fool?
Yes.
That's pretty harsh.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Don't mistake my apathy for indifference or do whatever.
Don't mistake my stabbings for my
retweet
shooters.
That,
like, two
please.
Different
That's
levels
amazing.
Of anger. What the fuck?
Wait, what did that say?
Don't mistake my stabbings for my shootings. They're two different levels of anger.
We need
That's violent.
Block and report that guy?
Yeah, I'm going to report. It's Becky. Her name's Becky.
Or that girl.
Report tweet.
Do you guys need a glass of water or something?
Yes.
Do you want me to get,
we're
going to
take a short break.
Is this tweet abusive or harmful?
We're going to take a short break. We're going to interject some music. Some happy 311
music. It directs
music
hate against
direct.
A race.
Hey, I'm trying to...
I don't
I'm
own any 311 music.
We'll fuck it up. We'll make it.
I don't have any. I'll probably end up putting like RHCP in or something.
Yep. We're going to play some 311 for you.
Or maybe just nothing. Maybe
so,
I just won't put any music in.
And we'll be
no,
back soon.
No. Do you guys want water? We're not taking a break.
What?
We're not.
You could,
don't mistake my what for what?
Don't mistake my penis for my pinky toe.
Hot take, that's one of the best trending hashtags I've seen in a long time.
Just say one right now.
It's so
around
open.
Let's just go around the table and say
hashtag
something.
Hashtag don't mistake my...
You're putting too much thought into it.
You can't just do that.
Dana...
Well, okay, this is, don't mistake my, insulin pen for drugs because, someone at work one time asked me, is that heroin? And I said, no, I need this to live. And they were like, oh, and then they walked off. They walked in the store, said that, walked off. So, that's,
they were really concerned for your
health.
Yeah,
no, like, they thought I was doing fucking drugs, like, in work.
Were they gonna report you?
I don't know, Nothing ever came of it, but that was that. That's kind of stupid. Fuck that person.
Yeah, don't go spouting ignorance.
You're ignorant.
Don't mistake my. Wait, is that the hashtag?
Don't mistake my.
Don't mistake my self-deprecating humor for depression.
Yeah.
Don't mistake our shitty podcast for our lack of.
Organization,
preparation. Good podcasting skills.
Do we have good podcasting skills? I thought we were on top of this shit last time.
Don't mistake my dad's skeet for his
flex. I think the death of the meme soundboard just threw us off. And
don't mistake my dad's skeet for his flex. Tweet that from our.
I will.
Right now, do it.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
All right. Well, since
there was another one.
What?
But what I'm else? Getting a bunch of Arabic right now, what, so what you the, look. What?
There was another hot take, hot cake.
Yeah, another. Oh, wait. Nope, never mind. It's still like that.
But yeah, my hot take on that hashtag is that it's a good one. Best one I've seen in a while on Twitter. I'm glad it came around. I'm probably going to use it because I usually just make fun of them. One trending hashtag I saw last time was hashtag if I controlled the weather. Whoa. All I said was, sorry, I had a burp. All I said was, if I controlled the weather, I'd figure out how to make money off of it.
Wow, that's very forward thinking.
Jesus.
It's pretty good. There's one hashtag. Hashtag, why I'm a great catch.
Yeah, that was it. That was the one that sounded enough to talk about.
Let's take a look through some of these. It's old people on a motorcycle. Yeah.
Did you say bold?
Bold people.
Here it is. All right, so let's see. I own a modest home on a great beach. Hashtag why I'm a great catch with a picture of twigs forming a teepee. Hashtag why I'm a great catch. I'll be loyal to you because nobody else wants, loves, or has a crush on me. And then the picture of the black guy with the finger to his head thinking meme.
This has just become us reading tweets into mics, the podcast.
Why I'm a great catch. Too lazy to cheat on you.
That is a decent enough reason. Jesus Christ. Whoa. This is from a golf course.
That's not what I did.
I have 18 beautiful holes you can stick it in.
Whoa, all right.
That was very NSFW.
I have a beautiful soul and genuine intentions. That doesn't sound good.
Hashtag, why I'm a great catch? Because I'm not a feminist.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
That's a bad catch.
Yeah,
that's
bad
not
catch.
A good catch.
Why I'm a great catch? I can tie my shoes with almost no assistance.
Oh, almost. Almost no assistance.
Almost. I have some pretty rad memes. Also, we can go to Walmart and play with their toys. Why I'm a great catch. Yeah, that's why you're the
Walmart's
bottom of the barrel killer.
Walmart?
I will downgrade your Windows 10.
Oh, I saw that.
Hashtag why I'm a great catch.
I'm the only one not on Twitter right now. I bet you can't even hear. I'm just going to not do this.
Why I'm a great catch. I always return the shopping cart.
I don't need a safe word.
What?
That's... I felt like a sex thing,
I guess.
Yes, I assume.
I cook in two different nationalities. I do laundry, and I don't think you drink too much wine.
What? Haven't caught any STDs.
Oh, that is pretty. I'm a perfect round ball shape.
What?
Dr. Eggman.
Doctor.
Dr. Robotnik.
Pingles.
Sonic. Man.
Look at his
dude. Read it. Look at his head. Look at the top of his head. Look at his lips.
All right. Why am I?
This will be our last one.
Why am I a great catch? Last one. I fuck like I just came home from jail, and I eat pussy like I'm on death row, and it's my last meal. Rue.
Okay. All right. Hot take. Hot cake on this hashtag. It's a good one.
Better than the last one.
I'm a good catch because like this can go.
I've only been arrested once.
This can go all different ways. You can make it self-deprecating. You can make it seem. You can make it funny if you're already in a relationship. You could like make it an inside joke. You can nod at your friends after you read a tweet, like Dana and Julian just
did. Yeah,
They both saw it.
Thank you.
Nodding at each other.
Thank you. That was our
Julian
hot takes.
Julian just stood up again.
I'm standing up. I do what I want.
He's booling.
Booling. Hey.
Yeah. I'll do. Okay. Those were our hot takes, hot cakes. Thank you very much.
Thanks
now,
for keeping you listening if you still are.
Guess
Jesus
what?
Jesus Christ, you deserve an award.
Time to go into another topic.
What?
Our rad life goals.
I wish I had a sound effect from a soundboard to go under this.
Ridiculous life goals.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. That was pretty close.
That's close enough.
Yeah, so I tweeted a week ago. What the hell,
what
dude?
The fuck
I tweeted
playing?
Like a week ago. Number one item on my bucket list is to beat Mega Man X.
The game is impossible.
What? What are your life goals?
Never played it.
What are your absolutely most ridiculous life goals? That is the subject of this. Just say it.
To survive a car crash.
That's ridiculous. What did I say I wanted to do?
I can't remember.
That's
what?
Not
we
ridiculous.
We had some good ones.
Surviving a car crash isn't ridiculous.
I survived a car crash.
To become a washed-up pop star.
What?
To become an internet sensation.
My ridiculous life goal is to become a Japanese pop sensation. And
you're not Japanese.
That doesn't matter.
That's why it's ridiculous,
sure?
You idiot.
Yeah.
I feel attacked.
guys, I can't deal with this toxic community right here. Toxic community. I gotta leave.
My ridiculous life goal is to become a bodybuilder
slash trucker.
I want to get my dick sucked on live TV.
Ooh,
that's good.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you could just become a streamer, like a porn streamer. My ridiculous life goal is to revive Vine.
Revine?
Revine.
Revine Vive.
Revine.
Vimeo.
My ridiculous life goal is to end world hunger.
I don't even know. I can't remember. We had some really
My ridiculous life goal is to play guitar as well as Chan.
Hey, I just I just want to hit him with a peepaw.
My ridiculous life goal is to investigate 311.
My life goal is I want to go to Antarctica and kill somebody.
No one lives there, though.
I think there's some scientists.
I want to take someone there.
And kill them?
And kill them.
No one will know.
One of my favorite horror movies takes place in Antarctica.
One of my favorite movies takes place on Earth.
Is it The Exorcist?
Wait, I know this one. I know this one. Gold Pill. Wait, no, I know this one. I know this one. Which movie? Say it again.
One of my favorite movies takes place in Antarctica.
Eight Below.
I said horror movie.
Okay.
That's just a sad, shitty movie.
Oh, Titanic.
That's not Antarctica.
Almost. We got this.
Welcome to the new part of the podcast where these two idiots try to guess my favorite horror movie. It's not Alien. That takes place in outer space. Not
the Antarctica. Fly.
I haven't seen that yet.
Fantastic Four.
That's not Antarctica.
Medea goes to jail.
You guys aren't even trying anymore.
Battlefield Earth,
I was about to say,
should have been a Tyler Perry movie.
My favorite horror movie.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
You're not even trying anymore. I bet all the I bet all the listeners know.
RoboCop.
I've never seen it. That's not a horror movie.
No.
It's Terminator Salvation.
Shut up. Give Dana an answer.
I have no idea.
Roblox.
Yo, real talk. Who's getting mad Roblox pussy?
That's not real talk.
That's real. What? Anything's real talk if you say real talk.
Before. Is it?
Dude, get your hand up.
It's like, yeah, it's fucking with him.
Oh, is it Talladega Nights?
Julian has his leg up on the seat, and he's bopping around.
Grab his dick.
He looks like a rapper with his hand on. We need to get this selfie cam going.
Is it Jane?
Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, Jane's Addiction is your favorite horror movie set on Antarctica. We did it.
Nope. It's The Thing.
What?
Oh. John Carpenter's The Thing. Oh. You idiots. What were we even talking
Starring
about?
Joan Cusack.
Fuck. What about Stanley Kubrick's The Exorcist?
Stanley Kubrick's The Exorcist.
Stanley Kubrick's The Exorcist.
So that was. Anybody else got any more ridiculous life goals? Right now, go.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked in the hometown buffet.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked
in a hometown buffet. I'm sure. Wait, no. My ridiculous life goal.
You suck at this shit.
I'm trying to get a rapturous skeet, and then
followed
a modest
by a
flex.
Modest but brief flex.
That's my
a confident but humble skeet.
Comprehensive.
Very comprehensive. Not very divisive. We bring it back.
I want a linear skeet.
Fuck this.
Very linear.
Linear. Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
All right, since we're not uploading to YouTube anymore, we figured we'd do this video segment.
Oh, that looks like it's upside down.
We figured we'd do this video segment where we just go tell you to all subscribe to our iTunes feed or Feedburner on our blog.
This is the part of the show where we get serious.
Yeah.
So we're on iTunes now, not on YouTube anymore. So don't look for us on YouTube. We'll be posting these probably every time we do an episode at some random point
Seriously?
In the episode. I want to. I mean, I thought I already told you guys that.
What? This guy's got big dreams.
I got big dreams.
This
a
one.
Pipe dream.
I got a dripe dream.
Look at how Julian's standing right now. What the hell? I wanted to use a selfie stick for this, but Julian's phone keeps falling the fuck off.
Well, he didn't want to use his own phone.
Well, it's because my mic is broken on mine.
Well,
All right, let's start a new segment. What was your worst wet dream?
What?
Thank you. Good night.
All right, so look for that on YouTube.
So
I'm standing
bad.
Up now. This is falling apart.
I'm gonna do the little kid pee-pee dance, and nobody's gonna
Julian,
see it.
Do you have
you
to pee, or are you just hungry?
No.
No one's gonna see this. Oh God! Oh, gross!
That's what little kids do.
He's wearing like gray sweatpants.
That's what
and
little
he
kids
just
do.
Grabbed his nuts.
That's what little kids disgusting. Do.
They squeeze their balls.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's disgusting. If I ever see that, I'm gonna walk up to a little kid,
slap
2 feet off the ground,
him.
Grab him by the back,
shove him in the dirt,
shove him in the fucking ground,
shove him in the dirt, and just be like, just whisper in there and be like, "Don't do that. Or hey, do this again.
Hey, that shit gay."
That's not, you can't.
That shit gay.
But that shit.
Dana,
that
your
shit
mic is
gay.
Sideways again. Nope. Yep.
There we go. Sorry.
Well, guys, this was probably the best episode we've ever recorded. What are we at right now?
I don't know.
Yikes.
Probably like
yikes.
42 minutes.
We're at about a half hour.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God. Wow. This is.
We're
almost
wow, our debut iTunes episode is fucking horrible.
We're almost at 40 minutes, actually, so that's pretty decent. We started around 3:11. So.
40 minutes is the ideal length. Over an hour, no one wants to listen anymore. I've talked
true.
To other people. God.
That dead air for a second.
God. Oh, my God.
So, guys, this was a real success. You guys
thanks,
got anything else you want to
thanks, Ghoul Runnings, if
upon?
You're still listening.
Yeah, we'd like to thank Ghoul Runnings. Ghoul Runnings. She's not listening.
This is our, she's our sponsor for this
she's
episode.
She's probably going to avoid us at all costs.
Also,
hopefully she retweets this.
Yeah, hopefully she
2,000 followers.
Listens to a different episode because this is...
Oh,
oh
my
God.
I'm going to delete that.
Yikes!
Yoink! Strikes!
Stroidekes!
Oh, yeah, that's what you said.
That's going to be our new slogan.
We were going to end this episode by saying something. Was it?
So, yeah, you can find us on Twitter at
No, It's Not Podcast. Also, if you search us on iTunes, we'll come up. If you search No, It's Not
Podcast. Wait, I want to give a quick shout out to Nathan's Hickey.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Quick brief shout out.
Very modest and flex.
Very humble.
That shit is booling.
Yeah, crucial
comments. So we're winding down now. And like to thank everyone for tuning in.
Yeah, let this one ride out.
You could find me
at
@crazy_sellers on Twitter.
This was a workout. I sweat up a storm.
Dana.
Because we don't have our meme soundboard anymore.
_ Dana.
On Twitter.
I'm @NathanielRJ.
I'm
RJ.
Funky, the main monkey.
And you've been listening to No It's Not. Aisle,
provided you've already checked it out, of course. Cruise on over to the barrel, man, and ride the skies.
Ride the skies.
Come jump into my jet and jive, Clive.
Jump into my jet and jive.
Go get that K Rule. He just ain't cool.
He ain't cool.
Is this a poetry?
Everything is cool, guys. We're looking ready to ride and catch some clouds. Drop in on the other Kongs, dudes. We're all here to help you guys. All flights clear, dudes. Choose and cruise. Check me out again, huh? Catch you later, dudes.
Put that dick in the dip!
Mustard with a dick.
In the dip.
In the dip.